Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Bans on talk therapy will eventually be struck down. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this month, the United States Supreme Court declined to review the case of a licensed marriage and family therapist who sought to strike down Washington State's ban that prevents counselors from providing minor clients with help to reduce or eliminate unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion.
And you know, Matt, these are the same kind of cases that we dealt with. For example, in Florida, we went to the appeals court, won both of those in Tampa and South Florida. They had the same thing. They had these bans that were trying to prevent counselors from helping these minors with their struggles regarding same-sex attractions and gender confusion.
Yes, Justices Thomas, Alito, and Kavanaugh would have voted to take the case because of the current conflict in the federal courts of appeal as a result of Liberty Counsel cases, which are Otto versus City of Boca Raton and Vazo versus City of Tampa, both of which struck down nearly identical counseling bans that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld in the case of Tingley versus Ferguson.
You know, Matt, though, I was surprised, though, that not more justices would have voted to take the case.
All you need to take a case is four justices. You need, obviously, a majority or five justices to get a victory or a decision. Sometimes what happens is the justices decide that it's not the right time, and other times they might be counting, do they have a fifth vote? I can't imagine that they don't have a fifth
vote.
But
what about Gorsuch and Barrett? And
well, and if you go back to 2015, you'll have in 2018 and following, you know, you have the different cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. And one of the cases that went to the U.S. Supreme Court is the NIFLA case with regards to the crisis pregnancy centers. Mm-hmm. The NIFLA case came out of California, where California required licensed crisis pregnancy centers to have a state-mandated message that referred or gave information to people with regards to free or low-cost abortions. Now, these would be pro-life groups being forced by the state to give a pro-abortion message.
This is the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates versus Becerra.
Yeah, and that went up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the lower courts in California relied upon a case that we had argued in California, and that is the Pickup case. In that case, Pickup was a licensed counselor in California, and California was the very first state in the country to pass one of these counseling bans that censored content and viewpoint of counselors as well as clients. So that when a client came in, a minor in this case, with the minor's family, and they wanted a certain kind of counsel, like they wanted to have counsel to overcome, to stop, to reduce these unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion, the counselors were prohibited from doing so, and the clients were prohibited from getting that counsel. On the other hand, if they wanted the counselor to affirm them, to say it's okay to be whatever you want to be, whatever you think you are, man and woman at the same time, opposite sex, whatever it might be, then that was fine. So it was a viewpoint and content-based restriction, very clear. The courts should have struck it down. The Ninth Circuit, unfortunately, upheld it. The Supreme Court did not take that case. They should have, because that was a case of significant First Amendment importance. And then later, what happened is we had another case in New Jersey, same kind of thing. The New Jersey case in the Court of Appeals upheld that nearly identical law, but for different reasons. They did, however, find in that case that this was clearly free speech and that it was a content-based restriction on speech, but they nevertheless, unbelievably, upheld the law. And then NIFLA comes along, and California and the Ninth Circuit used those cases as a basis to say, well, if you can restrict the speech of licensed counselors, then you can restrict the speech of licensed crisis pregnancy centers.
Yeah, because that was the one where they were trying to mandate that these pro-life pregnancy centers had to advertise abortion, right?
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
In huge font, by the way. 24-point font.
Like a huge, almost billboard size. Yeah.
And then that went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court struck it down. One of our cases was before the Supreme Court in this very case as well.
We defended three, I think, pro-life pregnancy centers in
California,
right?
That's right. And one of our cases was one of those before the U.S. Supreme Court. And so consequently, mm-hmm. the Supreme Court ruled this violates the First Amendment. But significantly, they also ruled, and Roberts was on that panel, they also ruled that these cases, Pickup in California, King in New Jersey, that those were abrogated because they disapproved of them. And they said, we've never said that you have less free speech protections simply because you get a license.
Right. And the government, bottom line, the government has no right to intrude in a counselor's office.
Right.
Ever.
So after that, what happened is we continued to litigate. We filed these cases in Florida, down in South Florida against Boca Raton and Palm Beach County, mm-hmm. and then also Tampa. And they had identical restrictions. They're all pretty much the same, except for maybe a word or two difference.
Yeah, these pro-LGBTQ activists are trying to push these bans so that kids cannot get the help they need, and they want to push them toward the whole agenda.
Yeah, that's right. And it's very damaging because, mm-hmm. you know, we have clients that were helped significantly by counseling, and then laws came in and said that they couldn't get that same counsel anymore. I mean, that's very, very dangerous to have the government come in and just say, no, not only can you not get that kind of counseling, but if the counselor even provides any information, they have to override your objective. Mm-hmm. And just imagine that outside of this LGBTQ issue. You come in and you have other issues that you want to overcome, and the counselor, instead of helping you overcome those issues that are causing you mental stress, tells you, no, you just need to accept it and just be whatever it is. And you say, no, that, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want to have anxiety. No, you just have to accept it.
Mm-mm.
It really is problematic.
That defeats the whole purpose of the counselor.
Say for some, you have somebody coming in and they have a drinking problem and they want to stop. They have an obsessive compulsive problem and they want to stop. If the counselor says, well, no, you just need to accept it and go with it. That's just who you are. And the client gets very frustrated because that's not what they want.
It's not their goal. They have a goal to achieve, and that is, in this case, to reduce or get rid of these same-sex attractions, the gender confusion. They have a goal. They're struggling, and there's always some kind of bottom-line issue going on.
So what happened is, when the Supreme Court abrogated those cases, cases involving counseling bans, we then won two cases at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that struck down these counseling bans. I was hoping that the governments in both of those cases that we won would take them up and ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review them, but they were concerned that they would lose. So unfortunately, they didn't take them up. We won at the Court of Appeals. It's binding in three states, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, that mm-hmm. struck down 23 counseling laws in one fell swoop. But there's 87 of those laws still in existence in various cities and other government entities and states. And so this case was one out of the Ninth Circuit, and it was Washington State, and it went contrary to our decisions. And so that created a clear conflict. It seemed as though this case was going to be taken by the Supreme Court. In fact, they first considered it on September the 26th, and they continued to kick it down the road, consider it every other conference, and finally decided they're not going to take the case. That is confusing as to why they're not going to take it. But I will say this, we are continuing to litigate. We'll continue to expand our litigation in multiple states, file more cases, and bring one of these cases up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Our goal is we will not rest until all of these counseling bans are struck down across the country. Because what happens in these counseling rooms, they just talk. That's why the counselors call it talk therapy. They just sit there and talk. It is pure free speech that is being censored.
Right. And the government does not have a right to interfere in that. These counselors want to do the best for their clients. They want to help them achieve their goal, which is to get to the bottom root of whatever's causing this gender confusion and these same-sex attractions.
Absolutely. So this is a big issue. We're on the forefront of it. We've been on the forefront from the very beginning, and we're going to continue to litigate until one of these cases go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. This could be perhaps our next or certainly a case in the future that we're going to take up to the Supreme Court. So continue to pray for these cases, our counselors, the clients, these minors, and the families, because it's so critical. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.